The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hello, I'm Ashley. I post every single Monday, rants, me rambling, whatever is on my mind. It's a cute, quick therapy session for me and for you. But over this past week, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Mindset Magic and Manifestation by Michaela J. And she released an episode along the lines of how to be unbothered. I think she called it like how to be unfuckable. No, not unfuck, unfuckwithable. Oh my God, that would be bad. Unfuckwithable. And the episode really resonated with me and what I've been going through this past week. I say going through, I haven't been going through anything. It's not that serious. I've just been getting a lot of unnecessary feedback and commentary, especially online. And I've been letting it bother me more than I would like it to. We'll get into that in a second. But I just want to talk about that and how to stay unbothered, how to focus on you, and to not take things so personally. I love Michaela. She's the reason I got into podcasting. She's the reason I have this podcast. She literally recommended what mic to use and everything from the beginning. So I will absolutely link her episode in the show notes. She's amazing. I love her. Go listen to her. But let's get into today's episode. Lately, I've been taking people's commentary on my life very seriously, like really to heart. I spoke about this on TikTok a little while ago, but I went to this party and it had like a food bar, like a self-serving food bar where you just take as much food as you want. And in my opinion, the best part of parties is the food. Like if there's food, I'm going to eat it. Otherwise, why do you have food if you don't want me to eat it? So I filled up my plate, took a little bit of everything. I was so excited and I'm talking to these two people and I was talking about how I was so excited to eat and I love to eat and I'll probably eat even more when we get back from the party and all of this. And as I was talking to these two people, this woman who's not in the conversation, who's like standing near us, said, yeah, I could tell. And even one of the people I was with was like, ouch, because it was just rude and unnecessary. And of course she could have just been referring to the amount of food that I had on my plate, but if I was a guy, she wouldn't have said that to me. It's only because I'm a small girl eating a lot of food. And being very transparent, I have been having a lot of trouble with eating and with my body and my weight lately, and it's something that I'm working on. So to hear that was just like a knife to the chest, like just another hit. And it's really hard to eat in general when you're struggling like that. When you're struggling with food, it's really easy to feel guilty about eating. So to have someone make a comment about how much you're eating, it just really affected me. And it brought me back to times where people would say things like, oh my God, you're still hungry. Like you just ate, you're going for seconds. And it was really triggering. It upset me a little too much. Like I had to hold in tears. I went into the bathroom, cried a little bit, and it just threw me off for the rest of the night. And then even this past week, I had a video go viral of me talking about things my exes did to me, and I still stayed because it's a trend on TikTok and it's just supposed to be lighthearted and funny. And yeah, a lot of the things those guys did to me were very traumatic and gross, and they treated me really badly. But so much time has passed. It's been 10 plus years since my first ex. And I'm able to look back at those situations and make fun of them and talk about them because I really do believe, what's the point of trauma if I can't make content out of it or if I can't use that pain and turn it into power? But when I posted that video, I wasn't thinking about like how other people were going to react. I just posted it for myself. And the first few comments were very nice and they were like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that to you. And then it finally reached the side of TikTok where people started to blame me for allowing what they did to me. And they started judging me for my past. And I can sit on this podcast every Monday and tell you not to care what people think about you, just brush it off. But when you have thousands of people coming at you and critiquing how you live your life and things that you've done that you can't change, it could be really hard. And I definitely started to let those comments get to me. And it just runs so much deeper than people critiquing me or people making comments about how I look or what I do. I've just been so snappy and irritable lately and taking things so personally. Like when a friend of mine doesn't respond to my texts, but they're posting on social media and not responding to me, I get so offended and so upset by it when it's not that serious. Just things that, you know, can be annoying or could be hurtful, but they shouldn't be affecting me as much as they are, especially because these things that have been bothering me aren't new. Like, that wasn't the first time someone commented on my life or the way that I look, or this isn't the first time that people are picking my videos apart. This isn't the first time that a friend is distancing themselves from me. All these things have happened to me in my past, but when they happened in my past, I didn't put so much thought and time into them because there were bigger things, bigger, more important things that I was focusing on. When I think back to the times where I didn't let things like that affect me, times where I wasn't focusing on what people think about me or what people were saying about me or how people were treating me, that's when I was the most successful and the most happy and when I was thriving the most. Like, I was building my podcast, I was growing on social media, I was taking care of my body, and I was just enjoying life. When I think of me as the happiest, healthiest, just overall best version of me, I think of summer 2022, Ashley. I've said this before, but during that time, I was journaling. I was really leaning into spirituality. I had a dedicated morning routine where I woke up and I made my coffee and I did a meditation or EFT tappings, and I would go for a walk and listen to a podcast, and I would just spend time on myself, disconnected from everyone else. And I was creating so much content. And when I was creating that content, I wasn't thinking about what people were gonna say, if people were gonna like it, how people were going to interpret it. When I would put out each podcast episode, I was doing it for me. Obviously, I was doing it with the intent to help people, but I was speaking from a place of, I'm putting this out even if no one hears it. Whereas now, I'm still doing that in a sense, but I'm much more aware of what I'm saying, what I'm doing, because I know there's actually people listening, whereas before there was really no one listening. So everything I was saying and everything I was doing then came from a place of, I want to say this and I want to do this, and no one's opinions are going to affect that. I was the happiest and the most successful I had ever been because I was only focused on doing what's best for me. All of my energy was going towards things that made me happy or made my life better. Everything that I was doing was what I wanted to do without the pressure or influence from others. I wasn't always questioning if I was on the right path or if I was doing enough because I wasn't allowing external sources to tell me what to do. Like, of course, people were still doing that, telling me what I should be doing, but I wasn't listening. The whole reason I left my last job is because I was so unhappy and I was so tired of people telling me what I should be doing and that I should stay at that job. So once I left and I was able to finally do what I wanted to do, I was like, I don't care about what people think about what's best for me. I know what's best for me. I want to do what's best for me. So once I got to that point and did the scariest thing, aka leaving my job, I was like, why am I going to listen to what people have to say or what people think I should be doing? I'm gonna do what's best for me. I got so tired of taking advice from other people who told me they know what's best for me and me still not getting what I want. Like, if you know what's best for me, why is my life not the best it's ever been? Why is my life the best it's ever been when I'm not listening to you? Also, at that time, I wasn't allowing my time or my energy to be preoccupied by minor inconveniences or people's energy shifting towards me or anything that just didn't make me feel good. I wasn't giving my energy to things or people that didn't deserve it. at that time in my life, I felt so happy and so fulfilled because everything that I was doing, every action of mine was mine. I wasn't doing things to make others feel more comfortable. I wasn't doing things to appease others. I wasn't doing what people wanted for me. I was doing what I wanted for me, and that reflected in my everyday life. And I still believe that everyone should live that way. Like, my mindset hasn't changed. I still think everyone should base their decisions primarily off what they want. Like, obviously there's times that you do have to be selfless. We have other responsibilities. There's other people in our lives. I'm not telling you to be self-absorbed, but I do think that you should live your life for yourself. But even with me feeling that way now and feeling strongly about that, I still find myself sometimes getting in my own way and listening to others. I think I'm questioning myself so much lately and questioning what I'm doing because of other people and how people are treating me. I think it's only human to feel that way sometimes because we get a lot of our validation externally. Growing up, that's how you learn right from wrong, whether you're doing good or bad. You get praise from your parents, from your teachers. You get rewarded when you do good. So when you're not being told that you're doing good enough, or that you're being told that you're actually doing really bad, or that you're a bad person, or that no one likes you, it's easy to get in your head and just run with that and believe those people over how you actually feel about yourself. Something that I've definitely struggled with in the past, and clearly if you saw my TikTok talking about things that my exes have done to me, is I would allow people to mistreat me. And when they would do those things to me, or they spoke to me in a certain way, I would think to myself, it's something that I'm doing wrong. It's something that I'm lacking. They're treating me this way because I deserve to be treated badly. And I thought it was a me problem rather than a them problem. And there's so many different forms of this. Like, there's, you know, someone saying something about you or to you, or just doing something to you, and then you internalizing that and thinking they must be acting this way towards me because I did something. For example, someone bullying someone, whether it be online or in person, and that person who's being bullied thinks they must be saying I'm ugly because I am ugly, or they must be harassing me because I'm just unlikable and I'm deserving of this. Or even, it doesn't have to be them being rude. Another example would be someone shitting on your aspirations. They might not even be rude about it. They might just be like, oh, that's really awesome that you're trying to pursue this career, but that's really hard to do, so don't get your hopes up. Or, I tried that and it didn't work for me, so I doubt it's going to work for you. And then you internalize that and you start thinking, they're right, it's really hard. I'm not going to get this to work. I'm not special. I should just stop thinking about that, and that I should stop thinking that I deserve that, and I should quit now while I'm ahead. You take their thoughts and their opinions as fact rather than just what they are, opinions. Like, you forget that you also have thoughts and opinions. You push everything that you believe aside to listen to others because you think those people know you better than you know yourself. But what I've learned through my own experience of being the person who isn't very supportive of others, and also watching how others treat people, I've learned that they're not only opinions that people are putting onto you, they're projections. The way that people treat you is how they feel about themselves. I've always been a very outgoing person. I've always been loud and energetic, and I thrive in chaos. Unless you specify to me that we're just gonna have a chill night, sit on the couch, have some wine, watch a documentary, or, you know, we're just going to get coffee and go thrifting, I need to be stimulated. If you ask me, do you want to go get drinks? I'm not thinking we're going to have one drink and go home. I'm thinking I'm going to have four drinks and go shake my ass on the dance floor. And the issue that I ran into is I had friends who didn't want to do that, which is fine. It's okay to be different than your friends. It's okay to have different levels of energy than your friends. The problem is when you start judging your friends because they're not acting the way you want them to act. They're not doing what you want them to do. I would be with certain friends just being myself, expressing myself, being the most authentic version of myself. And they would make me feel bad about that. I would whip out my phone to make a TikTok, being fun, being cute, and they'd be like, oh my God, you're so embarrassing. That's so cringy. Whenever I just tried to express myself, there was always a friend that was like, what are you doing? Like, you're being so embarrassing. You're doing too much. And it made me feel bad about myself. And I'd be like, am I being too much? Am I being annoying? Am I being embarrassing? Does everyone feel this way about me? But eventually I learned, you being yourself around others is never the problem. But the way you make others feel about themselves is a problem for them. And when I was listening to Michaela's podcast, she said something along the lines of, your light will be so bright for others that it puts a spotlight on themselves. There's gonna be times where you're so authentically yourself that it bothers other people because they feel so uncomfortable with the fact that they can't be who they really are. You will be out on the dance floor having a great time, and they're going to be bothered by that because it makes them so aware of the fact that they're sitting at a table watching you, upset that they don't have the confidence to go out and dance like that too. People are going to be aggravated at the fact that you're making TikToks, posting your hauls, doing your skincare, making dancing videos, because it makes them so aware of the fact that they're watching you through their phone thinking, I wish I could do that, but I don't have the confidence to do that. They judge you because it shines a light on the fact that they're sitting there petrified to do what you're doing because they're scared of people judging them. The friends of mine who weren't supportive of me and were embarrassed to be around me didn't feel that way because what I was doing was wrong or embarrassing or worthy of being judged, but they felt that way towards me because that's how they felt about themselves. And they might listen now and be like, fuck that. Like, that's not true. You're just cringy. That has nothing to do with me. But the truth is, nothing is really embarrassing unless you're embarrassed. I might look at something that someone's doing and think to myself, I don't like that, or I wouldn't do that personally, but I don't attach a negative feeling towards that person because of what they're doing. Like, I don't look at them and think, oh, you're so weird for doing that, because what they're doing has nothing to do with me. People treat you how they feel about themselves. So if they're insecure, they're gonna project insecurity onto you, whether that be saying something rude to you, insulting you, leaving you out, commenting mean things on your video, treating you differently than others, not being supportive of you. The projections are going to come out. I've had friends of mine who didn't seem super supportive when I told them good news. Like, I would go to them and I expected them to be like, oh my God, that's so amazing. Or maybe just like ask more about it because I wanted to share my experience with them. And I didn't get that response. I would get, oh, that's nice for you, but I'm struggling. Or just no response at all. No congratulations. And do I still feel triggered by that? Absolutely. Yes. It's something that I'm working through. But Michaela even talked about that in her episode, that there's going to be friends of yours who may still want you to do well, but it's hard for them to be supportive and be vocal because there's something that they're struggling with. It's hard for them to say, I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing. I love you so much, when they don't feel amazing and they don't love themselves so much. It's hard for someone to give love to somebody when they have very little love for themselves. And you might look at that and say, well, I don't want to be friends with someone like that. And that's totally fine. I've been there. I've spoken about that. There are so many times where I've wanted to stop talking to someone because I just felt no support from them. It's fair. You're so valid for feeling that way. You're valid for wanting to align with people who have your best interest in mind and love you and support you. But they might still love you and support you. They just might not be able to give that to you the way that you want it right now, because they also need love and support right now. It's not so much about them not wanting you to do good, and more so the fact that they want to do good too, but they don't know how to. Which leads me into not taking things so personally and how to stay unbothered. So you can be like me in 2022, feeling good, looking good, being successful, and not allowing people's energy to drain you. Like I was just saying about the friend who isn't congratulating you and hopping up and down so excited for you, although you deserve that. You do deserve someone who is so excited for you, is such a hype man for you. You deserve someone who's over the moon happy for you. But if them not being that way towards you is not a make or break for you, don't let it bother you so much, because a lot of the time it's not about you. A lot of things aren't about you. Even though to you, you are your whole world. So when someone doesn't react the way you expect them to react, it hurts you and it feels like you've done something wrong and it feels like a personal attack. Most of the time, it's not always that deep. It's not always about you. When a friend of mine doesn't respond to a text, but is posting on social media and is clearly on their phone, obviously, it's easy for me to be offended and be like, what the fuck? Why can't you respond to my text? Although it's easy for me to jump to that reaction, there are some times that I need to take a step back and think, okay, I sometimes do that too. Like, guilty. Sometimes I do that. And when I do it, it's not because I don't love that person or I don't want to talk to that person. Well, sometimes there's that case too. But most of the time, it's not because I don't love them or I don't want to talk to them. There's just a lot of things going on. There's a million things going on in my brain, going on in my life. I have a very short attention span. My intention is never to neglect them or hurt them. So it's probably the same vice versa. Instead of me sitting there so upset, boiling with rage, let me take a step back and be like, okay, it's not about me. They'll get back to me when they do. Obviously, if it's an important question, if I need an answer ASAP, I'm going to blow up their phone and be like, what the fuck? Bitch, I see you liking that person's photo. I need an answer. But if it's just like you chit-chatting about your day-to-day, it's okay if they don't respond. It's not the end of the world. Don't let it ruin your day or interfere with what you actually have to do, what your energy actually has to be focused on. You didn't do anything wrong. You don't have to sit there thinking, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? Are they mad at me? Are we not friends? If someone's mad at you, they will tell you. And if they don't tell you, that's on them. It's not on you. It all goes back to how people feel about themselves is how they're going to treat you. However they're feeling, they're going to project onto you. And that's why it's so important not to take it so personally when someone's mean to you or someone comments on how you look, because it's not so much about what you're doing or what you look like. It's how they feel about themselves. Someone who comments on your video and says, oh, you're so ugly, you're so embarrassing, that's so whatever. They're not doing it because you're ugly or you're embarrassing. They feel that way about themselves. Have you ever seen a confident person, a nice person, a secure person comment something mean on someone's post? Think about the last time where vibes were high, where you were feeling so good, feeling so confident, having the best day ever. Maybe you were on vacation. I don't know. In that moment, did you think, I'm going to go over there and tell that person I fucking hate their shirt? I'm going to go out of my way and spam someone's video and tell them how much I hate their hair and they have to fix their makeup. No, because when you feel good, you don't want to go out of your way to feel bad. And when you bully someone, when you talk badly about someone, you feel bad. It doesn't feel good to talk shit about someone. I mean, sometimes it does when you're like gossiping with your girlies. But if you're going out of your way being mean to someone, it doesn't feel good. When you feel good, you don't have time to go out of your way to make someone else feel bad because you're too focused on feeling good. With that being said, it doesn't mean that you deserve to be treated badly. It doesn't mean that these people get a free pass to be assholes. But you can still react and set boundaries without having to sacrifice your peace and allowing that person to drain your energy. When someone leaves a mean hate comment on a video of mine, yeah, I could comment back and defend myself. I could respond to their comment through a video and just completely wreck them and make a fool out of them because it's so embarrassing whenever anyone points out the fact that you're being a hater. But that is giving so much of my energy. That's taking so much of my time away from me doing the things that I actually want to do. And it just builds on my anxiety more. Literally every part of my body will be tingling. I will be fuming typing out that message. And that's not what I want to do. So what I do now, the second I see a not so nice comment, I delete it and I block the person. And I quite literally pretend I never even saw it. It never even happened. Or better yet, you could even filter your comments so that no one can comment mean things on your page. And if they do somehow surpass that filter, they tried really hard to leave that comment, and that's on them, not on you. The next time that you're out with your friends and they're making fun of you and saying that you're being too much or that you're so embarrassing, look at them and say, if I'm too much, go find less and continue on with what you're doing. You are setting that boundary and letting them know, I see why you're upset and I know that it has nothing to do with me. So it's your choice to stay or to leave, but I'm going to stay and I'm going to continue doing what I do, living my best life, reminding them and reminding you that it's not me who's the problem. It's you. So sorry. It's not me. I know that it hurts that there's people who can't see what you see in yourself. And I know it's frustrating that people don't support you or aren't happy for you. And I know it's hurtful that some people can't see how great you are. But just because they can't see it doesn't mean that you don't have it. It just means they can't see it in themselves. Therefore, they can't see it in you. Or they're choosing not to see it in you because if they did see that, it would hurt them too much because it would shine a light on the fact that they don't have that. They would have to look at you and be like, oh my God, I want that, but I don't have that, or I can't have that, or I don't know how to get that. Instead of acknowledging how great you are, they downplay it because if they were to admit, oh my God, you are amazing, it would make them feel like they're lacking something. And that's not on you, that's on them. And I know that it hurts that your friends aren't being the best friends that they can be and they're not reacting the way that you wanted them to your accomplishment. And you're totally valid for being upset about that. You're totally entitled to leave if you don't feel aligned with them. But sometimes it's not worth getting worked up over or burning that bridge. Sometimes you just need to remind yourself, it's not about me. I didn't do anything wrong. No one's mad at me. And it's okay if people don't get what I'm doing or what I want because I know what I'm doing and I know what I want and I'm proud of that. It's not on me, it's on them. Just like how people treat you is how they feel about themselves and how they react to you is a reflection of them, how you react to them is a reflection of you. I think this is a huge part in how to be unbothered. Is you need to practice listening and start observing how you react to people, how you become defensive or how you get super angry when people treat you a certain way. The next time that someone does something that really bothers you and you want to be defensive about it and you want to have an explosive reaction, ask yourself, why am I upset? Like, why does this bother me? What is going on internally? Why did their comment trigger me so much? Once you understand that, the less likely whatever they're doing is going to bother you. Asking yourself, like, am I actually upset that this person that I don't know called me ugly, or do I feel ugly? If I'm confident and I look good, it's not going to bother me what they think, because at the end of the day, I know they're projecting their insecurities onto me. They feel ugly. They feel triggered for whatever reason. I'm a hottie. It has nothing to do with me. But if I am going through it like I have been recently, like, for example, me feeling really insecure about my body and with food, when that person made a comment about what I was eating, it really upset me. I was distraught because I was struggling. Whereas if it was a couple months ago and I had a really good relationship with food and I felt good about myself, I would have just brushed it off and been like, oh, that's not a big deal. Like, I don't give a fuck what she has to say. Your reaction is going to tell you how you feel about you. So what you can do is practice not being so reactive every single day. It's going to be hard at first, but if you keep working on it, eventually it's going to become automatic. And I have to do the same thing, clearly. I'm clearly being triggered by things recently, and that's something that's going on with me, and I got to figure that out. So start being overly aware of how you respond to things and keep track of your thoughts, whether it's in your notes app, in a journal, in a video diary, on TikTok. And every day, practice not being reactive. People are going to test you every single day. I promise you, you will get a lot of practice because there's going to be people who are going to push your buttons and say things. People have no filter. They have no social cues. People just say what they want to say. And they don't really think about how others feel, unfortunately. So next time someone says something to you that's not so nice, someone gives you sends you a negative comment on TikTok, someone sends you a nasty text message, your mom says something out of pocket, think about how that makes you feel before you go crazy and try to obliterate them with nasty comments back, nasty remarks back. Maybe go hang out in your room and like cry and scream into your pillow, and then think about like, why did that make me so mad? Why am I screaming into my pillow right now? Maybe go take a good shower. There's nothing better than a shower cry. Go stand under the water and just cry and ask yourself, why am I sobbing right now? Why am I so mad? Something that I try to practice, or I try to do, my dad taught me this. I think I shared this with you guys before. When I get triggered, or I'm responding to someone, or I want to send a risky text message or say something that I know is going to start a war, I will write it in my notes app, write it all out, and let it sit in my notes app for at least 24 hours. I don't care if that person expects a response from me right in that moment. They're going to have to wait 24 hours. And if in 24 hours I still resonate with whatever I was going to say in that message, sure, I can send it. It might still be stupid, but at least I'm not so upset like I was in the moment writing that message out. Being unbothered doesn't mean not being upset. It just means not reacting or giving into things when you're in an emotional state. Wait until you've calmed down and you can analyze the situation and you have a clear mind so you don't give too much energy to it. There's been so many times where something happens and I want to immediately respond to it or act on it, and it turns into this bigger thing that it doesn't have to be. Whereas if I just like sat on it for 24 hours and didn't respond right away, it would have blown over and I would have realized it's not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world. I'm okay. So for this week's assignment, I want you to do exactly that. I want you to be aware of how things trigger you and how you react to them, and write in your journal every single time, or write in your notes app, wherever you want to write it. Write every single time something does trigger you and write out, why am I triggered by this? Why does this bother me? Eventually, you'll get to the point where you realize it's not the person I'm mad at. I'm not mad at that person who said that comment. I'm not angry they said that to me. There's something I'm struggling with, and you need to get to the bottom of that. For example, there's some people who don't love my new haircut. Oh, by the way, guys, I got a new haircut. I forget that you guys can't see me on, there's no visual for the audio. I cut my hair into like a bob. Some people are saying it's not a bob. They're saying it's not short enough. It's really fucking short and it's brown now. And some people are like, ew, what did you do? You're gonna regret that. And at first it really bothered me and I was like, oh, fuck. I messed up. I definitely shouldn't have cut my hair. And I was really upset by those comments. And then I was like, wait a minute, why do I care that these strangers that I don't know in real life, that they don't like my hair? It's not their hair, it's my hair. Do I like my hair? And I kind of had a moment where I was like, fuck, do I like my hair? And I kind of spiraled for a second. I was like, oh my God, I messed up. And then I got over it. And now that I love my hair and I think I look like a little cutie patootie, I don't care if they comment about my hair, or if they like it, or if they don't like it. So I don't have to get all flustered about it. I can go on with my day, drink my iced coffee, play with my cute little new hairstyles, wear cute outfits, try new makeup, experiment with my look, and mind my own goddamn business. So yeah, this is the year of being unbothered, minding our business, and being hot, and not focusing on what people have to say about us or how people think about us. All that matters is that we're focusing on things that make us feel good, and that we work on ourselves and take care of ourselves. Those mean the same thing. I'm losing it. This is the point of the episode where I'm like just rambling to ramble. Okay, that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you like the little assignment attached to it. If you love me, if you love Try Not to Care, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review. It helps me out so much. I appreciate it. Make sure to follow my socials. Go to my Instagram and TikTok so you see my cute little new hair. And say I look sexy and hot and you love me and I didn't make a mistake. I'm just kidding. I don't really care. I do care. I care about your guys and all of your input because you're my besties. But yeah, that's it. here I am rambling. I love you, besties, and I will talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.